For the last 33 years, hundreds of members of the very tight-knit community of Corvette owners make their way to Bowling Green for the Corvette Homecoming. It's happened every summer since 1981, and heat can usually be the biggest weather concern. But this year, the problem was rain. There was a steady drizzle all day Saturday in Bowling Green, not conducive to walking around and looking at Corvettes in a parking lot. The cars were still there, just not in the numbers as have been seen in previous years. Most of the action was taking place inside, under the roof of the Sloan Convention Center, where some of the most prized Corvettes were on display. People from all over the country were in attendance. For some, it has become a yearly pilgrimage.
Just a camaraderie, just following, you know, mingling with people, having fun, talking Corvette stuff, good stuff.
Cedric Wingo from Clarksville, Tennessee, attending his fourth Corvette homecoming, picked out his favorite.
That one 1963 split window, that's the best one in here, right there. He did a good job on it. He redid that car, he did a real good job on it.
He's talking about a Blade Silver metallic split window coupe with a lipstick red interior. Many of the vintage Corvettes have been restored. All of them, it seemed, have an interesting story attached to them, like another model from 1963, the Corvette Stingray Coupe. This one was sleek white on the outside with a dark blue interior. It belongs to Gary Trauber, who just finished restoring it earlier this year. The first time he saw this particular car, it was in a barn in Grayson County, and it was completely disassembled. As Trauber tells the story, the previous owner was planning to restore the Corvette, but got sidetracked.
Well, he was a strip miner in East Kentucky, and he said he bought the car with the intentions of giving him some stress relief, and he thought he would restore it, and that'd get his mind off of strip mining, so he'd have a night passion. So he took it apart and then immediately got transferred, and so he couldn't take the car with him, so he had a cousin in Grayson County, Kentucky, and he took it and put it in his barn. And in the summer of 2011, the cousin called him and told him, says, you got to come get it because the roof's getting ready to fall in on it.
He says the hardest part was getting the disassembled car from the barn to his place in Elkton. But the upside, all the parts were original except for a fuel pump and a water pump. Trauber says that made the process go a lot smoother without many complications.
This one went back with total original pieces and there were no modifications. So it went back just by the book, and if you take it step by step, it's pretty simple. So really, I don't think there was anything really as far as what I would call a major hurdle other than just your time commitment.
And he says that time to be able to attend to every minute detail of putting a car back together can actually end up in a better product than the one that rolled off the assembly line some 50 years ago.
We've had the opportunity to spend more time perfecting what GM probably on assembly line didn't have and the technology at the time that they were constructing these cars and assembling them in 63. So we can improve upon a really good product that they had.
The Corvette Homecoming in Bowling Green not only gives enthusiasts a chance to swap stories over popped hoods, it's also a marketplace to find everything Corvette, from jewelry and t-shirts to replica miniatures, accessories, and even artwork.
Well, my father was a car dealer, and my mother was an artist and a photographer and a writer.
And that parental influence led Jerry Spade of Murray, Kentucky, to begin painting pictures of Corvettes. He's done 25 of them, all now hang in the National Corvette Museum, 10 minutes away. His paintings feature the cars, of course, but also vivid background images.
I try to get them as realistic as possible, and then I try to do something that's different with each painting. And I think if they ever start looking all alike, I'll quit. But so far, each one's a new challenge.
While the crowds were down this year because of the weather, the diehard Corvette fans were still out in force, exchanging stories, examining cars, and hoping for drier weather next year. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.